What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled First Thoughts of Riga in Latvia. As you guys know, it's customary for me whenever I go to a new country that I do a video giving you my thoughts about the country, or the very least, the city I'm in. So obviously this is going to be that type of video where we're going to talk about Riga. If you guys can see over there, up there, it says Printful. If you guys remember, I told you on MGTOW TV, we're going to have a creator store where people like Terrence Pop, Hammerhand, TFM, Sandman, to actually print out t-shirts. Believe it or not, guys, Riga is the headquarters of Printful. You know, I didn't know that until a couple of weeks ago, and I actually booked the ticket here, like, back in June, and I had no idea that the headquarters for them is over here. If you guys remember the MGTOW TV shirt you guys saw me wearing, which I'm actually wearing now under all of this, I bought it from that company. Of course, they have branches in America, you know, they're not gonna ship you shit from Latvia, you know, they have branches in America all over the world, you know, warehouses, but their headquarters are here. I'm actually gonna meet with them in person, you know. Latvians are pretty much a based people, so we don't have to worry about, you know, people getting us deplatformed because of MGTOW and shit like that. Anyway, so let's start doing the walk and talk MGTOW shit, like Ken Del Rican always says. So, all right, guys. First thoughts of Riga. All right, guys. So, this is a European city. It's not as expensive as other European countries, okay? It's not as expensive as UK or even Hungary. It's very cheap. You can actually get yourself, like, the Airbnb I have is like $600. It's about 4 kilometers away from this city. It's about 4 kilometers, maybe 3.5 kilometers away from the city center. Now, they do have an amazing bus system here in Latvia. In fact, I take the bus. You can actually buy a 30-day bus pass for 30 euros, which is like, what, $31, $32, something like that, you know. $32, right? $32, you get like a month bus pass. And Latvia as a country is actually pretty flat. So unlike Colombia, you can actually, pretty much get anywhere in the country with bus or train, because it's flat. You don't have to go through mountains and shit like that, like in Colombia. This is a coffee chain over here called Caffeino. They're pretty damn good. You can get like a big old glass of latte for like a little bit over $3. Guys, there are no Starbucks in Latvia. Let me say that one more time. There's no Starbucks in Latvia, which is a good thing. So, we're just walking around town here looking at things. By the way, guys, when you see girls who have like platinum blonde hair, they're probably of Russian descent, and chances are they're a little bit on the prostitute slash freaky deaky side, so be careful of that. Oh, which reminds me, if you're like walking down the street and some like Russian girl like approaches you and she asks you, hey, let's go have a drink at a bar, it's a scam. So keep that in mind, guys, okay? So this is part of Old Town Riga where I'm walking at. There's a church over there, stuff like that. I'm just gonna be walking around town showing you what's going on. Now, I like walking around inside of the town because the wind, okay? If we walk outside where we were a couple of minutes ago, the wind will pick up and you guys can't hear anything. If anything, the wind is actually picking up right now, but hopefully you guys can hear what I can say. So So I'm just giving you a tour of Riga while God, it rhymes with nigga. Riga nigga. Really does rhyme with nigga. You know, one of these days I'm gonna say I was in nigga. It's like, what the hell? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in Riga. Riga nigga. Damn, wind is picking up. I'm just walking around, that's all. Ah, dang it. I wonder if you guys can hear anything. During the day, guys, assuming it's not freaking raining, it's actually pretty damn good. It rains a lot here, but when it rains, it's not like Florida where it like pours and you have flash floods, you know. It rains sporadically, like maybe half an hour. What the hell is that noise? Where's that noise coming from? Where's that noise coming from? Am I gonna be hearing that noise all day? Oh yeah, coming from here. So, the good thing about Riga being such a cheap country, guys, is that you can go into high-class places here in Riga that in America will cost you a couple of $100s. Here, you can go in there for like $10, you know? And the good thing about that, guys, is that in America, you might be an ancient nigga in America, but when you come here to Riga, you can actually be a baller if you are smart and you know what you're doing. You know, that's what I specialize in, you know? Now, I love the weather here. It's cool. It's gonna get cold, you know, eventually it's gonna rain, eventually it's gonna snow. So I don't know how bad will be when it starts snowing, but everybody is telling me, man, by the end of October, this place is gonna be cold and wet. So I already experienced rain here, okay, guys? I already experienced the rain, okay? But it's going to get cold. You know, I'm going to be here, God willing, for a whole month. I'll be here until like early November. So probably get a good idea of how cold it will be by then. A lot of pubs. Okay, now the thing you guys need to understand is on the weekdays, there is no nightlife on the weekdays, okay? On the weekdays, it's like totally dead, okay? You have to understand. People here have jobs and school and all that BS, okay? So they just can't be partying 24/7 like we do back in America, okay? So Friday and Saturday are the only 2 days where you could actually have a night out in a town. Now, I'm not telling you that, you know, you have to go to bed at fucking 8 o'clock at night. I'm not telling you that, guys. What I'm really telling you is that, you know, if you, like, want to have a party, you want to go out, enjoy the nightlife, really not going to happen on the weekdays, you know, from Sunday to Thursday. You know, by the way, guys, this whole Ukraine thing, you know, I met so many Russian people here, man. They told me this whole Ukraine thing is nothing more than Latvia virtue signaling to the European Union to get some of that Euro trash money. That's what it's about. But at the end of the day, guys, nobody here in Latvia cares about Ukraine, you know. They might care a little bit about the people, but they don't give a fuck about the flying conflict, the conflict itself, you know. It's all a scam. It's all a scam. Just like the war in Gaza right now. It's all a scam. This is a good place. I haven't been there. I might go there tonight. I don't know. I'm just walking around Old Town Riga for you guys. So, you have to be careful. Because in places like Old Town Riga and stuff like that, it's usually a tourist trap where they overcharge you, so you just have to be very, very careful by looking at the menu prices and going online, doing your proper research, you know, going on Google reviews, see what other people say. You know, you just don't want to blindly walk into some place, especially if they have people outside telling you, hey man, come to our restaurant, dude. They don't do that here. At least I have not seen it. Oh yeah, by the way guys, Bolt, okay, B-O-L-T, that's their version of Uber, okay? Bolt is very cheap. For about $6 American, you can go about 3 kilometers for about $6 American. I know, you know, 3 kilometers don't sound much to you, but you guys got to understand. Your typical European small city, it's not that big, you know. Like, from my Airbnb to here is like 3 kilometers. I actually walked it. You know, it's 1 hour to walk there. I did that already. I did that in the rain at night. Boy, was I freezing. But, well, look at this place over here. Probably something old. Let's go see how old it is. I don't know what this is, guys. Looks old. Let's see how old is old. What is this place? Riga, Riga, Riga. Town Square, Old Town. Yeah, I'm gonna go over that. I'm just gonna go over this way a little bit just so I can show you what's going on. Same thing. You know, wherever I go, guys, I love to touch old stuff, you know, stuff like this. You have no idea how old this stuff. It could be a couple hundred years old. You know, the oldest thing I ever touched was the pyramids in Egypt. You know, that we know is 4,500 years old, so... There's a pub over there called Cartel Pub. Even though it says Cartel on it, it has nothing to do with Mexicans. This is probably a museum. Again, guys, virtue signaling. That's all they do here. They just virtue signal to the Euro trash to get some of that EU money. Free entrance. Let's see what time is the free entrance at. I might come. Latvian Museum of War. Come on, I wanna see when I can go in for free. Okay. 10 to 8. Okay, I can go in right now for free. But now we're gonna do that later. I'll do that later. Yeah. Again, guys, you got pubs. Prices aren't bad. You know what? Let's see if I can show you the menu. I'll show you the menu. This will give you an idea of how much. You have to keep in mind, this is in euros, okay? So, I don't know anything about this alcoholic stuff because I don't drink alcohol. You guys know that. So, I'm just going to give you an idea of how much stuff is. I'm just seeing 3 euros. I think it's cheaper than America. I think it's cheaper. I mean, again, guys, I don't drink alcohol, so I have no idea what these things are and how expensive or cheap they are. I have no idea, okay? I'm just telling you. I'm just showing you the prices. All I'm seeing is 3 euros, 3 euros, 3 euros, 3 euros. That's all I'm seeing, okay? So, let's keep on walking. I'm gonna see if I can find a restaurant and show you the menu of a restaurant. That way you guys get to know how much restaurants here are. They're not expensive, guys. They're really not that expensive. The restaurants here really aren't expensive, you know. It's not as cheap as Colombia, but at the same time, what you might get in America for like $20, you'll probably get it here for like $10 or $12. So you got a cannon over here, obviously. Like I said, I have no idea what this thing is. I don't know how old it is. Maybe you guys can probably look it up, see how old it is. I have no idea how old it is or what the hell this thing is. Let's see if I can find a restaurant so I can show you their menu. Guys, I'm telling you guys, if you know how to optimize shit here by using your brain, you can live a baller life here for like $1,500 a month. That includes food and apartment, you know. I get my 1 pound of chicken for about $3 American. Then I go to the central market. I buy my fresh vegetable over there that comes from Uzbekistan. What the hell is this? I have no idea what this is. Let's go. So, what the hell is, what type of art is this? It's like, what type of art is this? You know, arty-fartsy stuff. I can probably go through here. Now I'm just gonna go to the end, make a U-turn, then go through here. I just wanna show you. As you guys can tell, it's about 2 o'clock right now. So 2 o'clock, not that many people out and about. You guys have to understand, Riga is a city of 700,000 people. Latvia as a whole is only like 2 million people, I think. I think there's only like 2 million people here in the whole country. So, okay, there's police over there, you know. So, I'm gonna do a U-turn and I'm gonna go back to where I told you. I'm gonna make a U-turn and go back in. I just wanna show you Old Town Riga, that's all. I wonder if I can show you the price of the book. Okay, so you guys can see whatever rye bread with soup. That's actually not a bad deal. That's like $5. Rye bread with soup. Okay, that's not a bad price. You know, I wanna taste authentic Latvian food. That's what I really wanna do. Authentic Latvian food. Let's see what the prices are here. What, is this gonna be all pictures and shit like that? Okay, I'm just gonna show you guys. Appetizers. You guys tell me if anything on this menu looks good, you know. All you guys out there who've been to Eastern Europe, let me know if any of this stuff looks good to you. Like I said, guys, compared to American standards, like Applebee prices, you're eating at nice places. You guys let me know, man, if any of this stuff is good. Of course, you know, no pork, no alcohol. Caesar salad. You know what, guys? I'm probably gonna come to one of these fancy smancy restaurants and just show you the portion of food over here. You guys can let me know if it's cheap or not, or if it's worth the price. Again, guys, prices are in euros. To convert from euro to American, just add probably 5 or 6 cents every dollar. For example, 20, 24 over 24 euros over here, that's really like $27-$28, something of that sort. So yeah, I'm just giving you prices, that's all, guys, just so you can get an idea. Again, fancy schmancy place, old town Riga. Again, here in Latvia, for the price of a regular Applebee's, a regular pub in America, you can live the high life here, guys, okay? And like I said, this is a relatively a flat country, so the bus, the train can pretty much go anywhere here. So unlike Colombia, you don't have to go up through mountains and take a bus. You can just hop on the train, man. That's what I'm gonna do. When I wanna go to far away towns, I'll hop on the plane. Call it mission accomplished, you know? Honestly, there's really no reason to rent a car in Latvia. I'm gonna tell you something, guys, okay? Renting a car is not that expensive, but here's the problem. And here in Riga, you got to pay for parking everywhere you go. Park, park, park. See, prices aren't bad, guys. I mean, these are like McDonald's prices back in America. Look, prices aren't bad. I'm just showing you guys that the prices here really aren't that bad. Hey, how you doing? They play American music, and they're playing the good American music. None of that yo-yo-yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog bullshit, you know? You know, old school stuff from like the 90s and the 2000s, right? So, wonder what that is over there. Hey, let's go over here and see what this is about. Were we there a minute ago? I think we were there a minute ago. So like I was saying, guys, it's, you can rent a car here for probably $10 a day, but you're probably gonna spend several times that amount on parking, you know? If you go to like a smaller town, or even if you go like a couple of kilometers away where I live, you don't have to worry about paying for parking, you know? But if you're gonna stay mainly in Riga, you will pay for parking, and parking is like €3 an hour, you know? So imagine staying at a place like Caffeine for like 3-4 hours like I do, you'll end up spending like $10, you know, 10 euros, you know? Oh, almost fell. 10 euros, so like I said, if you rent a car and you come here to Riga, you're gonna spend more on the parking than you will on the actual cost of the car. Again, virtue signaling over there. They love virtue signaling. Also, gas is expensive. I believe it cost close to $6 a gallon here. By California standards, that ain't expensive. But by Florida standards, where gas is like almost, you know, as low as $3, you will pay twice as much for gas here than you will back in America, you know? Like, for example, when I was in Romania, you know, the four-cylinder car I was filling up was taking more, I was spending literally more money on a piece of shit, fucking, I don't know, Opel, versus my freaking Mercedes-Benz, you know? That's how expensive gas is in Europe. So overall, guys, you're really better off taking the train and taking the bus system. You know, take the train around the country, take the bus system and inner city travel. Car is if you just, you know, you take the car if you just want to have fun with it, I guess. I don't know what this is. Let's go see. I think that's the Riga Cathedral. Let's go see what it's all about. So, yeah, the good thing about Latvia is that you're officially part of Europe. It gives you a European feel to it, but not with the European prices, you know? So that is a major, major plus for the country, guys. I can't stress this enough. If you use your brain and you optimize your life here, you can live the life of a baller. I'm telling you guys, as a single male, if you have $1,500, you're gonna live good, dude. If you have $1,500, which is pretty much minimum wage in America, you will live good. Okay, if any of you guys wanna get tickets to come to the Riga Cathedral, you know, there's a QR code, or you can go to that website over here. You will end up going in here. So like I was telling you guys, you can get a nice Airbnb outside of the city center, which again, the bus system, half an hour, you'll be right here, you know, no problem there. So $600 for a nice flat. If you're like me, you cook your own shit, that's $300 a month. So you're at $900 a month. And then, you know, give yourself like $20 a day to F around, you know, that's like $600 there, you know. And the thing is, guys, you really don't want to be going out like every night and spending money, wasting money, stuff like that. You just want to go out every other night and just be smart, you know. If you're going to go to a nice place, maybe order appetizers and a non-alcoholic drink, you know, some shit like that, you know. Use your brain, guys. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you guys, you can actually make shit work in Latvia. You really can. Now, was I in here before? That quacky can in really sounds familiar. And like I said, you are officially in a European country. And again, this is downtown. This is Old Town Riga. Obviously, you got all the old shit over there. You got the small alleyways in here. I might go through there later on. So, when it comes to like shopping and stuff like that, they don't got Walmart. They ain't got no Target. Remy, okay? Remy is like their version of Target, I guess, you know, except it's a lot smaller. So you got Remy over here. Then there's another place called Maxine. Yeah, you have a lot of curry sales here, guys, that are studying in the universities because they get to officially say, I'm in Europe, you know. But yeah, there's curry sales here, but you know, they're not part of the population, unlike the UK, you know. When I landed in the UK, man, I was like, nothing but blacks and curries. It's like, damn, this is worse than America. Well, at least a black woman in fucking UK were not Shaniqua, so guess that was a plus. So, that's a fast food place called Narvesen. Okay, fast food. It's like their version of 7-Eleven. I don't think they have 7-Eleven. I saw a Quickie Mart. So that's Narvesen. According to a lot of Google reviews, don't eat food from there, you know, because the food sucks. So. Nice pub, I might come here late. Nah, I don't like it. Oh, Hiss Burger. Okay, this place, Hiss Burger, okay? They do have McDonald's here, but I hear that Hiss Burger is like really good. Now, I might try it one day, because like I said, I cook my own shit, but Hiss Burger, guys, Hiss Burger, it might be really good, you know? I think it's like their version of McDonald's. They do have McDonald's here, but no Starbucks. Ogle Bars and Grills. They do have Costa Coffee, but no Starbucks. All right, guys, I'm gonna show you the menu here. This is probably a tourist trap area right here. Okay, apparently this is the Greek or the Russian side. So not bad. Burger with cheese, bacon, like $16-$17. Again, this is from what we see. I mean, you're in the middle of Old Town Riga, so yeah, this is gonna be more of a tourist trap. But again, burgers, $13-$14. I mean, realistically speaking, you know, is it that much more expensive than, say, Denny's or Applebee's back in America? So again, here in Riga, if you know how to optimize your life and use your brain, you can live the baller life here. So we're looking at about $14-$15 for a burger at a nice upscale place, guys. I would say it's probably worth it. Anyways, let's keep on walking. You know, when it's not raining, it's actually pretty good. Once it starts raining, it gets muddy, it gets cold. But the good thing is, you know, once you like go inside, you know, any place, it actually feels good. So you can, you know, what I do when it rains is that I'll just go inside, grab a coffee, abuse their internet, and then when it's done skiing, then when it's done raining, I come out. Okay, what the hell is this? Gypsies? Yeah, this is how you know it's a tourist trap, when you got freaking gypsies all over the place. So Costa Coffee is over there, guys. They're all over the country, and Egypt too, and the rest of Europe. I think I've seen Costa Coffee in South America somewhere. So Costa Coffee, you know, a competitor obviously to Starbucks, I guess. I've been there before. They're all right. All right, this restaurant, Lido, okay? Lido, from my understanding, this is for authentic Russian food. Lido, Latvian. If you ever want Latvian food, Lido, authentic Latvian food. Let's keep on walking. You know what? Let's look at their menu. Soups, look at that. Look at the prices. Holy shit, this place is cheap. This is cheaper than freaking McDonald's. Damn, cheap.
Okay, yeah, I can.
I think some curry cell got, some woman was toying with a curry cell. I know he spoke with a perfect UK English, but nevertheless, still a curry sale, man. See, this is the thing curry sales need to understand, man. I don't care if you're first generation immigrant or 10th generation. If you curry, it's GG for you. That's just how it is, bro. I don't care if you're a curry with money. I don't care if you're a curry with a nice car. I don't care if you're curry with a nice job. If you curry, it's GG for you. That's just how it is, dog. There we go again. It's nothing but virtue signaling. again, virtue signaling. It's all virtue signaling, guys. Like TFM said, it's all fake and gay. It's all fake and gay. All right, let me go back to where we came from. That was a little bit more exciting than here. But yeah, guys, Lidl, man, their prices are hella cheap. You know, I might just go there just to take a video of this shit for you guys. Antique shop, I guess, I don't know. I really don't see that many police around, which is a good thing. That means, you know, the country is safe, you know. In Colombia, in Mexico, police are always moving around in Colombia and Mexico, because Colombia and Mexico are not safe. Here, guys, again, with the exception of that street cop over there directing traffic, I guess, really, I have not seen any police around, you know. So this just goes to show you how safe the country is. Okay, so apparently this cathedral in front of us has been around since 1334. All right, so this is how you know you're in old town Riga, when you have something that's been there for like 800 years. No, 700 years, 700. Let's see if we can go inside. Look at the statue here. Damn, it's like she's peeing. See, it's written in German, you see? You see that, guys? German. I heard this town was like founded. I heard our town Riga was actually founded by the Germans. Okay. Every day I'm hustling. Okay. Oh, it's called House of the Black Hats. So Ukrainian people get to pay £4, eh? You know, I might come in here one day and do a video for you guys. It's gonna cost me £5. I wonder if I can tell them I'm a Ukrainian refugee. You think they'll believe it? I'll tell them I'm a Ukrainian refugee. You know, save that extra dollar or two. Look, it's all virtue signaling, guys. Is this weapon? Hunger as a weapon. That's what the Jews plan to do to you guys in America. Hunger as a weapon. Can pause this as you want and read it over. They're talking about Holodomor. I mean, they built this whole thing for the freaking Ukraine, man. Trust and believe, this is what the Jews are gonna do to your dumbasses in America. Holodomor, created by authorities, took the lives of millions of Ukrainians. Don't worry, we'll have our own Holodomor in America. They're just using the Palestinians as a way to perfect how to bring that shit to America. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Yeah, you guys can freeze this frame and look it over when you want. By bloody mess, the communist regime. No, it's the Jewish regime, not the communist regime. There we go again, virtue signaling. You know, has anybody ever put one and one together that communism was started by Jews, Ukraine has a Jewish president, and nobody putting one and one together and saying, maybe, just maybe, it's the Jews. Nobody's saying that. Children of Holodomor. Don't worry, the Jews will do this to America soon. Telling you guys, don't ever let the Jews take away your guns. You guys watching this need to understand, man. If the Jews ever take away your guns, this is how you're gonna end up. Okay. How many more of these poles I gotta go around? Can't these people put one and one together? Communism was started by Jews. Karl Marx, a Jew. The Ukrainian president is a Jew. It's like nobody's putting one and one together. You know what? People know the truth, but they just don't want to admit to it because, look, they're making fun of Stalin. You know, Stalin was like 5'6" guy, so if I was that short, I too would probably do what he did, you know, if I was a short cell. Again, guys, this is nothing more than virtue signaling, man. This is nothing more than virtue signaling to get money from the European Union. It's all virtue signaling, dude. All right, how many more do we have? Thank you. funny they don't bring this up in America. All they do in America is Holocaust this, Holocaust that, but they don't have any of this Holodomor shit over there. What the hell is this? I think it's a museum. Museum of Occupation. And we are done. All right, guys, let's keep on going. Over there, okay, see that bridge? That's a river. I don't know what the name of the river is. Maybe it's called the Riga River, you know, Nigga River. So over that bridge, or over that bridge, it goes to the same place. My Airbnb is on the other side, over there, okay? To get to my Airbnb, you just go like 2 miles in that direction, okay? Takes about an hour to get there, okay? That's a cheap version of Riga, okay? So as you guys can see, they're building the cheap version of Riga up to be like old town Riga, okay? The central market is close by. I'll probably do another video for the central market. I'll do another video for the central market. We just can't film in there. So I'll show you the way to the central market, but we can't film inside of a central market, okay? So yeah, man, I just give you a tour of Old Town Riga. Now, my thoughts on Latvia. All right, guys, first and foremost, guys, the women here are hot, 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 okay? There is no doubt about that. They're fucking hot, okay? Secondly, compared to major European countries, it's relatively cheap. It's not as Colombia cheap, but it's cheap enough where if you are making $1,500 a month, you can live the life of a baller here, okay? And thanks to the fact that it's a pretty much a flat country, you can take the bus, you can take the train pretty much anywhere. You genuinely don't need a car here in Riga, man. You really don't need a car here, okay? The bus system, the train system, and even if you like party at night at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night, you know, the bus stopped working, you can always get Bolt. Again, Bolt, b-o-l-t, their version of Uber. It's very cheap to go from where I'm standing over the bridge to my Airbnb. It's like $6, okay? So if you're gonna party on the weekends, you're gonna miss a bus, either walk back home, which is only like an hour walk, or spend the $6 and get a Bolt. So overall, guys, Riga is a pretty damn good place. Obviously, it's far more safer than Colombia. You don't have to worry about scams as much. Just watch out for like hot Russian woman who like walk up to you and be like, hey, let's go have a drink at the bar, you know, that's a scam. They of course got ATMs. If you want to withdraw money, they got ATMs for that. So, with the exception of Starbucks, which, let's be honest, ain't nobody gonna care about Starbucks. You pretty much got everything you want in America. McDonald's. I mean, I don't eat that shit in America. You think I'm gonna eat McDonald's here? Ech. So, overall, guys, Latvia is a good place. It's not good for business. And the reason why it's not good for business, it's because there's not that much money in the country, you know. It's not a rich country, okay? Latvia is not a rich country, okay? This is like a playground for rich Russians, okay? Like, rich Russians, this is their playground. Some people from Western Europe, like Germany, they come in here every now and then. But this place is not a good for business, okay? This place is probably good to live here, okay? If you want to live here, you know, have the ability to say, I'm living in Europe, Latvia is perfect for you. But business-wise, guys, I don't think Latvia is that good for business. Usually, I tell you to get an apartment and turn it into like an Airbnb. But I think apartments here are probably a little bit too expensive. And at the same time, this country simply does not have the demand where your Airbnb will be able to make its money over and over and over and over and over and over and over, you know. So, business-wise, from what I've been told so far, this is not good for business. But again, if you are making your money elsewhere, you can live the high life here, enjoy life, you know. And again, if you are into nature, if you are into traveling, if you are into hiking, you know, stuff, I'm not into hiking, you know. I don't mind walking around all day, and you know, this is a big benefit of the place. Is I usually walk around 5 kilometers a day here. I walk around at least 2 miles a day, you know. That helps lose weight, get your blood. Well, I don't even have high blood pressure, but you know what I'm talking about, you know. I love being able to walk around. And because, again, it's a relatively flat country, you know, you don't have to worry about going up the mountain, down the mountain. So, yeah, overall, guys, this is a good country to live in. Now, when it starts snowing in a month, I don't know how bad it's going to get weather-wise. It might get really bad weather-wise, I don't know. But overall, I would say this is a good place. Maybe cycle it out with Bulgaria. I've been hearing good things about Bulgaria. So maybe half a year here, half a year Bulgaria, Montenegro, those areas. Overall, guys, you can actually make Europe work to your advantage if you know how to, again, use your brain and optimize your life. You can make it work here in Europe. Apartments for sale by owner. Probably going to cost you a couple $100,000. You know, if any of you guys want to buy an apartment in this building, you know, phone number is right there. You know, give them a call if you want to buy an apartment here, I guess. It's probably going to cost you a lot of money. But you're going to live in Old Town Riga, so... guys, it's a nice place. In the summertime, from my understanding, it's popping, it's good. In the summertime, because the temperatures are warm, people are on vacations, kids are out of school. Everybody's telling me, man, he just came at the bad time because, you know, people are back in school, you know, the weather is getting cold, you know. So, again, this is why the ticket was $200 compared to like $1,200, you know, 3 months ago. So, I'm going to be here for pretty much for a whole month. What I'm going to do, guys, is that I'm going to optimize my life in this area. You know, maybe go stay in a small town, man. Why do I need to be in Riga? There's no need for me to be here for. As long as I got internet, I'm good. As long as I have internet, I'm good, guys, you know. Maybe I can go stay in another town, you know. There's like 11 towns here. You know, it's not a big country, guys. This is not a big country at all. So they have like 11 towns here that I plan on visiting. So we're gonna see. We're gonna see which town would be best for me, guys. Okay, so that girl purposely got in front of the camera. You know, she was walking behind me. Then when she saw the camera, she's like, oh, let me get her in front of the camera, you know. Oh, and that's another thing, guys. As a foreign, okay, you Indian motherfuckers out there, you curry sales, it's over for you, okay? Don't come to Latvia and think, oh, I got money, I got a beans. Okay, listen, dude, if you're a fugly looking motherfucker, if you're short, you're brown, you're fugly, don't think you're gonna come to Latvia and get lucky, okay, guys? It's not gonna work, okay? But if you're a decent looking dude, you come to Latvia as an expat, that's gonna give you status right there. You know, the fact that you're an expat, you already have status on your side. You know, that's the real talk, okay? But you, again, you Indian motherfuckers out there, okay? You West African black people out there, don't you dare come here think that, oh, you're gonna have status. Oh, you're gonna have status, all right? Yeah, status lower than dirt, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, it all depends on looks, 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 okay? If you're black, you're at the bottom of the bottom, unless you look like you're an American basketball player. You know, if you're LeBron James, you know, things might be different, okay? But if you are like a West African Dusty, you look like Austin Holman, stay wherever you are, you know, stay in Africa, okay? If you're a curry seal, which we saw tons of today, amen. You guys just heard the curry seal on the phone, you know, when we were walking around, you know, some girl was like wasting his time, making him run around Riga. It's like, yeah, bro, you're a fugly looking curry seal. She's just having fun with you, dude. So, yeah, that's another thing, guys, is that status is really big here as a foreigner. They don't have Apple Store, but they have this over here. I don't know how expensive Apple products or electronics are in Latvia. Oh, another thing is, guys, the cost of goods in Latvia is not bad, okay? I don't know if they're gonna have size 14 shoes, which is what I take. I usually buy all my shit in America, man. Always buy your shit. You know, people come from all over the world to buy shit in America, because in America we have more selection, we have better prices. I've said this before and I'm gonna say this again, man. Take away health, take away housing, take away education, America's pretty damn good, you know. So when it comes to shopping, electronics, clothing, shit like that, household goods, America can't be beat. But the thing I took notice about when I was walking around, when I was shopping here, is that the price of name brands is not expensive. You know, in Colombia, you know, the Heinz ketchup that we get from Walmart for $1.99 costs like $5-$6 in Colombia. Here, the stuff is pretty much on par with the prices we have in America, maybe a little bit more expensive. So again, guys, I never bought electronics from outside of America. Like I said, in America, we just have better selection, better quality, and better prices when it comes to purchasing goods. But from what I can tell here, guys, prices aren't bad. But if you're like me, you know, well, then again, you know, I have to admit the people here are kind of tall. So a size 14 shoes should hopefully be something that's easily found. But I'm sure, you know, I'm sure if you're looking for it, you'll probably find it. Plus, they actually have Amazon here, so you can probably get your shit from Amazon. So if you're like looking for clothing, electronics, stuff like that, I'm pretty sure you can probably find what you want. Probably not as a big a selection as you have back in America, but you'll do fine. You'll do fine when it comes to shopping and shit like that. And like I said, man, when you're walking around, you want to shop deodorant, you want to get soaps, conditioner, maybe you want to get cereal, shit like that. Yeah, the prices are, they're decent. They're decent, you know. So like I said, guys, Latvia might be that one European country where you can actually live in a European country. Because here's the thing, man. Countries like Bulgaria, they really don't qualify as European because, well, you know, the Ottomans fucked their shit up. So they really don't qualify as European. But Latvia does qualify as European. So that's a big plus side. You guys saw the Church of the Black Hats, you know. I think this place was founded by Germanic tribes. So again, the upside to Latvia is that you can brag about living in a in Europe. You can brag about living in Europe probably for half the cost, maybe even less than say Germany or UK. So that's my video for you guys today. That's my thoughts about this country. I would take living here over Colombia. Like I mentioned, guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, you know, colored women are feral animals, you know. In Colombia, women are always gonna be trying to scam you. Again, here in Latvia, if a hot platinum blonde Russian walks up to you, you know, she's gonna be a prostitute, you know. That's just how it is. But outside of Russian prostitutes, you'll do fine. In Colombia, you have to worry about gangs. You have to worry, you know. In Colombia, guys, I was never ever able to do what I do here, you know. In Colombia, if you walk around like this, oh, they're gonna steal your phone, dude. Here, you don't have to worry about that. So safety wise it's very, very safe over here. Safety wise the quality of woman, you know, is, I mean, the woman, dude, the woman here, man, you guys saw some of the women. Wait until tonight, you know, wait until the weekend night, you know, that's when the hot ones come out. But yeah, man, the quality of woman in this country, dude, it's the best. So you got hot woman, it's cheap, it's a flat country, so it's good for travel, it's good for hiking. 50% of the country is like forest, so if you guys are into all that nature bullcrap, you'll do fine. And again, as a foreigner, here's the thing, dude, here's the thing, guys, you know, I'm gonna be making a video about this later on, but if you're gonna come to this country as a foreigner, as an expat, you all can't do nigger shit anymore, man. Real talk, man. You just can't come in here, go to a nightclub, go to a pub. You know, that's nigger shit, you know. You know, all the losers, all the broke-ass niggers, they go to the nightclubs, okay? They go to the pub because they're hoping to get a drunk woman, you know. No. If you're gonna come to this country as a motherfucking expat, guys, you got status on your side, okay? Go to the high class joints. Again, you saw the prices for yourself. What fucking can be a dinner at Applebee's would be like a dinner at an upscale joint here, okay, guys? So if you all gonna come to Latvia, oh look, redhead over there, right? See the redhead? Yeah, I saw a couple of those. So if you guys are gonna come to Latvia, guys, and you actually want to see if you can live here, you've got to go into the high class joints. You gotta go into the nice restaurants, the sky bars. Again, it's not expensive, okay? For a drink at the Beta Male Club, you can go get a drink at the sky bar here, okay? For dinner at freaking Applebee's, you can get dinner at a very classy joint here in downtown Riga, okay, guys? So I'm telling you guys, if you want to come here, you actually want to consider Latvia to be a place where you might put down roots, have a life. You can't do nigger shit, man. You know, even if you're, I mean, I'm 40 years old. I can't be doing the nightclub scene, the pub scene. I feel like a total loser in there, man. And the thing is, again, you know, nowadays only losers go to nightclubs. Only losers go to pub because, again, they're hoping some drunk bitch they can take home, man. You know, classy woman, they ain't going to those places, man. They know you're a bunch of broke ass niggers if you go to like pubs and nightclubs, man. These high class women, you know, they're in the classy areas. That's just life, okay, guys? And I'll be making a video specifically about that later on. All right, guys, so Yeah, I just gave you a nice tour of downtown Riga. Old Town Riga, not downtown. Well, they call it downtown too, but it's Old Town Riga. It's really nice right now, but I don't know. In a month, it might be rainy, it might be snowy, it might be cold. We're going to find out together, I guess. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.